And then for the stars of our show, our children who are lined up at the back of this church ready to go, thank you so much for all your hard work. And I'm already going to start to tear up a little bit. You guys have done a great job. Really, really good. And to all the parents and grandparents who helped make this such a success, we know we couldn't have done it without you. So thanks so much for that. Welcome to It's Cool in the Furnace.
Story. It's a really great story, and it happened to me and three of my friends. But they set an example you can follow today. This is a story that you ought to know about Shadrach. What kind of name is that? Meshach. Who has a name like that? Shadrach. Meshach. Abednego. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego learned some lessons they want you to know. They did crazy things, but it worked out okay, 'cause they knew what was right and they knew what to say.
This is a story that you ought to know about Shadrach. What kind of name is that? Meshach. Who has a name like that? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Abednego. 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 Oh, no! Well, as I was saying, this story happened when my friends and I lived in Jerusalem.
It seemed like the people of our country were tired of paying tribute to Babylon, the country next to ours.
So we stopped paying the taxes, which was fine for us, but not so good for the king next door.
We didn't know too much about this neighbor of ours, except that his name was Nebuchadnezzar.
We heard that he had done great things for his country, but we'd also heard that he had a very bad temper.
What do you mean they aren't going to pay the taxes anymore? Of course they're going to pay.
They must pay it. Just because they don't like a tax, it doesn't mean that they don't have to pay it.
Well, we'll see who doesn't pay taxes anymore. Get my horse, get my army, get out of my way. We're going to Judah.
Nebuchadnezzar did come to Judah, and there was a terrible battle, and we were all taken prisoner and made to live in Babylon.
From our home so far away, far away from old Jerusalem town, we were brought to Babylon,
finally got to Babylon, we found out Nebuchadnezzar wasn't such a bad king after all. He gave us a nice place to live.
Yay!
He sent us to school.
Boo! He gave us nice clothes.
Yay!
He gave us all nice, neat haircuts.
Boo!
He gave us goodies from the dinner table.
Yay!
No. No, our folks had taught us not to eat that type of food. So we talked the palace guards into giving us some of the food that we had had at home. Later, when Nebuchadnezzar called us before him, he told us that we are the strongest and wisest of everyone he had captured. He was very pleased, which just goes to show.
It pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember. It pays to remember all your days. When you're out in the world and you're feeling blue, and you've bitten off more than you can chew, there's surely one thing to help you through. Just remember this phrase. Remember it pays. It pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember. It pays to remember all your days.
When you've got to decide what you should do, but those doubts are all that nag at you, you better slow down and think it through. Just remember this phrase. Remember it pays.
It pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember what you learned at home all of your days. It pays. Yes, it pays to remember. It pays to remember all your days. Yes, it pays to remember. It pays to remember all your days. Everything
was going fine until one night the king had a bad dream.
It frightened him so much that he woke up.
When he woke up, he couldn't remember what he had dreamed.
That made him angry. And you know Nebuchadnezzar could get very angry.
Everybody up, I've had a bad dream. No, not just a dream, a nightmare. I haven't had a wink of sleep since 3 o'clock.
If the king can't sleep, nobody can.
Get the magicians, get the astrologers, get the sorcerers, get the wise men, get my mommy,
and get them now.
They came from everywhere, bowing and scraping, shivering and wondering what the king was angry about this time.
Well, it took you long enough to get here. Well, I've had a bad dream, and I want you to tell me what it means. What it was and what it means.
We want you to tell us what the dream was and what it means. And now.
Now, 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 now. I want to know right now.
All the king's assistants thought they must have heard wrong.
Surely the king wouldn't expect them to know what he dreamed.
Finally, one of them said, very politely,
O great and wonderful king, there must be some mistake. You must tell us the dream and we can tell you its meaning.
Me? Tell you? What good are you if I have to tell you everything?
Do you think we pay you so that we can do all of the work?
Bah! I called you here to tell me 2 things. 1, what I dreamed. 2, what it means. Now, if you tell me what I dreamed and what it means, I'll give you great riches and honor. But if you don't tell me what I dreamed and what it means, I'll have you cut into little pieces! Now get busy!
Oh, they want you some wise men, tra-la. Who had a great problem, tra-la.
They were asked to describe what went on inside of the head of the king. Tra-la.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. They were asked to describe what went on inside of the head of their king. Tra-la.
Now the king was angry, tra-la. He ranted and shouted, tra-la. Got them up from their beds and down in their heads, but they did not obey, tra-la.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Got them up from their beds and threatened their heads if they did not obey, tra-la.
So they begged for mercy, tra-la. But he would not listen, tra-la. Either tell me my dream, he started to scream, or you'll part with your head, tra-la.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Either tell me my dream, he started to scream, or you'll part with your head, tra-la.
Then they heard from Daniel, tra-la. He came with the answer, tra-la.
You have nothing to fear, now Daniel is here. For he knows the king's riddle, tra-la.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. You have nothing to fear, now Daniel is here, for he knows the king's riddle, tra-la.
So they solved the problem, tra-la. The wise men were happy, tra-la. Now the moral he said is don't lose your head, no matter what comes, tra-la.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Now the moral he said is don't lose your head,
no matter what comes, tra-la.
Tra-la, 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 tra-la.
Between the king shouting and the wise men's wailing, it wasn't long before the entire palace knew about the problem. As a last resort, they sent someone to ask me if I could help. Well, I'd interpreted dreams, but I never told someone what they had dreamed. So I prayed that God would tell me what the king's dream was and what it meant.
Who knows what the dream is? Who knows what it means? A dream is like a shadow. It's never
to kings.
was the dream.
My wise men, why hasn't anyone told me anything?
I knew they couldn't do it. Worthless. Every one of them is dumb. Dumb. Oh, you can't get good help these days anymore.
Nobody loves me. If I could remember the dream myself, I wouldn't need them.
Oh, we'll have their heads. We'll make them pay.
King Nebuchadnezzar?
What? Who are you?
I'm Daniel, one of the captives from Judah.
Who? Oh, yes, I remember you.
What do you want?
I've come to tell you about your dream.
You what?
I've come to tell you what you dreamed. I couldn't have done such a feat myself, but the God that my friends and I worship can. You dreamed of a large statue. It was made of gold, silver, brass, iron, and clay.
Yes, yes, I remember now, but there was more.
Then a big stone fell and broke the feet of the statue. It fell and was broken into 1,000 pieces. Then the stone spread into a mountain, covering the entire land.
Yes, yes, I remember it all now.
You say this God of yours revealed this to you?
Yes. It is a prophecy of the future. You're a good king and you're the gold in the statue. But the kingdoms to follow you will not all be good. They will be the gold, silver. They will be the silver, brass, iron, and clay in the statue. They will be destroyed. Then God will set up a kingdom that will not be destroyed because it will be strong like the mountain.
Well, Daniel, you and your friends will have high places in my government. How do you like that? In fact, I'm going to make a decree. Yes, I'm going to make a decree so that all of my people know about your God. This is my decree. Hear ye, hear ye. Your God is the God of gods. Your God is Lord of Kings.
Our God is Lord of Kings.
A revealer of secrets.
A revealer of secrets.
Praise the Lord your God.
Praise the Lord our God.
Let the people praise. Let the people praise. Let the people praise God.
It was a great day. Everything was going fine until the king had a bright idea.
I just got a great idea. I'm going to build an enormous image and call all the princes and governors and captains and judges and treasurers and counselors to come to the dedication. Oh, crap. And sheriffs and rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which I, the king, will set up.
And that's exactly what he did. But that wasn't all. At the dedication, one of his officials announced,
"Now hear this, all the princes and governors and treasurers and captains and rulers from this time on, whenever you hear the sound of a trumpet, a violin, a flute, a trombone, and a bass, you will bow down to the image which the king and queen have set up.
Well, we
or you will be thrown into the burning furnace.
Well, we couldn't believe our ears.
We like the king and queen. They have been very nice to us, but we could not obey this new law.
We couldn't bow down to a statue.
We worship the one true God, and so we knew we could never worship an idol.
Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know, yes, we know.
The king says, bow down and pray. Worship my idol every day. And do it now without delay.
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
We say no, no, no. We say no, no, no.
We say no, no, no. We say no, no, no.
we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know.
The king says if you don't obey, you won't survive another day. 'Cause you'll be big like potter's clay.
What do you say? Say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
We say no, no, no. We say no, no, no.
We say no, no, no. We say no, no, no.
Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know.
Now God says there's just one way. No other God shall you obey. And your allegiance I'll repay.
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
We say yes, yes, yes. We say yes, yes, yes.
We say yes, yes, yes. We say yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know when to say no, yes, we know. Yes, we know. Yes, we know.
Well, as you might have guessed, it didn't take long before someone tattled to the king and queen.
King and queen, did you know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not worshiping your image?
Well, the king didn't know, and he called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to come before him.
I'm gonna circle you guys, okay?
If you'll bow down now, we will forgive you and everything will be fine. But if you don't bow down now,
you'll be thrown into the furnace!
But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just looked at him and said,
No, we will not worship your image.
What? You refuse? So this is how you repay our kindness? Well,
heat the furnace 7 times hotter than ever before and tie these peasants and knots tightly. Show them no mercy and throw them into the furnace.
So they heated the furnace and they took my friends and they threw them in. And then, well, then something very strange began to happen. Nebuchadnezzar bent lower to get a better look because he couldn't, and then bent even lower because he couldn't believe what he saw.
It isn't hot. Woo! In the furnace, man. It isn't hot. In the furnace, man. It isn't hot in the furnace, man. This furnace is cool, 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 cool. Yes, it's cool. In the furnace, man. Yes, it's cool. Woo! In the furnace, man. This is cool in the furnace, man. This furnace is cool, 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 cool.
This furnace is hot to other men, but it cooled right off when we came in. Now God is there for those who trust, and we know God will care for us.
It's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, 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 cool.
We said to the king, we're sorry, man,
that law defies what God demands. We'll have to take the consequence and trust the Lord for our defense. It's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, 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 cool.
It isn't hot.
Woo!
In the furnace, man.
It isn't hot.
In the furnace, man.
It isn't hot in the furnace, man.
This furnace is cool, 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 it's cool.
In the furnace, man.
Yes, it's cool.
Woo!
In the furnace, man.
Yes, it's cool in the furnace, man.
Thought we'd have a look around. We'd roast a while and have some fun and leave again when we were done.
It's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, 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 cool.
This furnace was hot and glowing red. We thought we'd burn like homemade bread, but we didn't burn and we didn't run. And God just smiled and said, well done.
It's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, 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 cool.
It is hot.
Woo!
In the furnace, man.
It is hot.
In the furnace, man.
It is hot in the furnace, man.
This furnace is cool.
Cool,
cool, cool,
it's cool.
In the furnace, man.
Yes, it's cool.
Woo!
In the furnace, man.
Yes, it's cool.
In the furnace, man.
This furnace is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
I just want you to picture this scene. There's Nebuchadnezzar staring into the furnace, not believing what he sees. There are crowds staring at Nebuchadnezzar. And there's a furnace so hot that it's glowing, and inside the furnace are my three friends. But are they in trouble? Are they in pain? No, sir. They're having a ball. This isn't phasing them one bit. And that's making the king very nervous. But there's something that's making him even more nervous than that. Now there are four people in the furnace. The king put in three, but now there are four. Nebuchadnezzar has counted them carefully, but he could not understand how or why. Simple. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted their God to be with him, and he is right there in that furnace. Now, the king has a problem. If God can save these boys, what will he do to a hot-headed king? What is the king to do? He can't even get their attention. The boys just smile at each other as if to say, this furnace isn't hot. In fact, this furnace is cool.
It's hot.
Woo!
In the furnace, man.
It isn't hot.
In the furnace, man.
It's hot in the furnace, man.
This furnace is cool, cool.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come out of that furnace, please.
And you know what? They did. They They marched out of that furnace and right up to the king.
I take it back. Everything I said about your God not being able to deliver, your God is able. Oh, how I have been a foolish king. I've let my anger run away with me, and it won't happen again. From now on, I'm going to worship the one true God. Yes, and I'll set down a decree so that no one is ever to say anything against your God.
Yes, let us all remember there is but one God and to praise God with everything we have. Now, let us all praise God.
Praise the Lord in the holy place.
Praise Him in the firmament.
Praise the Lord for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His excellence.
Fill His might with the trumpet. Tell of peace with the harp. Wake the world with the cymbal. Sing His praise from your heart.
Praise the Lord.
Shout of joy with the timpani. Peal of love with the strings. Sound His word on the organ. Hear the sound as it rings.
Pray. Praise the Lord in the holy place. Praise Him in the firmament. Praise the Lord for His mighty acts. Praise Him for His excellence. Alleluia, amen. Let the people praise.
I'm hitting the breakfast room.